So I've said that policymakers sometimes don't understand the business processes involved in the mortgage industry, and I used as one example before the mortgage relief idea. Let me give you another example, which is so-called skin in the game. The idea of skin in the game is that when mortgages are securitized, the people involved in originating loans don't bear risk of default. Now, people who've been involved in securitization have known that for years and have been trying to deal with it, but now that we had a mortgage crisis, all of a sudden policymakers think they've got a better way of dealing with it, and their idea is somehow everyone involved in originating loans should have skin in the game. But look who's involved in originating loans. So we have mortgage brokers who are very much involved in the sourcing process. Traditionally, a mortgage broker doesn't put up any capital, is just screening borrowers, trying to find somebody who will buy the borrower's loan. So they're motivated. The mortgage brokers are the people that don't have skin in the game. No skin in the game. And they're the ones that you really kind of worry about because they're often motivated by volume, not quality. So they can be a problem. But you can actually have the same problem of adverse incentives within a fully integrated mortgage lender. A lender could have a part of his business, which he'll call loan production. So this would be like a bank that's not even going to securitize loans. It's taking its own loans, but it might set up a loan production group. And loan production, again, will have the same motivation as a mortgage broker, volume rather than quantity. All their bonuses could be based on volume. And they don't have skin in the game in the sense that regulators want them to have. What regulators mean by skin in the game is that somehow a loan that is, let's say, originated in 2012 goes bad in 2014, and the people involved in origination pay a price. The originators pay a cost for the loan that goes bad a few years after they've been involved in origination. Well, even in an internal lender, with one lender, are they going to necessarily punish their loan production people because of a loan that went bad a couple years later? You know, there's no inherent reason why they would set things up that way. It might be a good idea to set things up that way, but it's really up to the lender to decide how to compensate its employees. But then when we talk about bringing other people in, we're saying, Do we want to take a mortgage broker who traditionally has put up no capital at all in the loan, brings no money to the settlement table, is simply, in their way of describing it, is trying to find the best loan for the borrower? Sometimes they're not trying to find the best loan for the borrower. Sometimes they're trying to find the loan that will get them the highest fee. But that's another story. So they're just shopping borrowers' loan files around to different people who can fund them, for instance, mortgage bankers who can provide some short-term funding and usually do have some capital. So the mortgage broker is just trying to pass borrowers around and find somebody who will lend to the borrower. Should the broker have skin in the game? That would be a completely new process. Or if you're taking a mortgage lender that does everything internally, doesn't securitize the loans, doesn't sell its loans. Do you want to ask the individuals involved in the loan production part of their business to, you want to have the government make sure that they're the one, that they've got skin in the game, that their incomes will be cut if some of their loans turn bad? I mean, these are people who do not make a ton of money. Mortgage brokers and people who work in loan production, it's often very competitive, don't make a lot of money, and you want to say that they need skin in the game? Or take appraisers. The appraisal can be very important, especially on a cash out refinance. Should appraisers be required to pay some money if the loan goes bad? What if it goes bad for reasons that have nothing to do with the appraisal? How would you arrange that? Or look at the credit repositories who keep track of credit data. Again, should they have some skin in the game? My view is that they've got tremendous franchise value. They're not going to sacrifice that franchise value by trying to deliberately pass along information that leads you to take a bad loan. But they are in the middle of the process. Should they be subject to the skin in the game requirement? Credit scoring companies like Fair Isaac, these are the companies that create the statistical models that are used to take the credit repository data and put and produce credit scores out of it. Should they have skin in the game? I mean, they're very important in the loan decision process. My view is that they have franchise value. They're trying to protect it, but that could change. We saw that the credit reporting agencies, which is a different part of the business, the people who say that securities are AAA or AA or whatever, the credit reporting companies, we thought they had franchise value and would like to protect it. Turns out they weren't too careful about protecting their franchise value, and they rated a lot of junk securities as being pretty good. So maybe we should worry about that. Maybe we can't be sure that franchise value will always protect us. So this whole notion of skin in the game is a simplistic solution to a complex problem. And the complex problem is that there are many different actors involved in mortgage lending, in undertaking the various business processes that we've so painstakingly went through. And these different players have different franchise value, they have different motivations, different business drivers, and there's just not a simple solution. And what's evolved over time are various institutional mechanisms for dealing with this. And so I'm going to describe later on how, for example, Freddie Mac's risk management works, and so how Freddie Mac thinks about the mortgage brokers, the mortgage bankers, the appraisers, how it thinks about the various people who are in effect acting as agents on Freddie Mac's behalf. And I think that just will be a better way to think about this than just some simplistic, we can, as long as we make sure everyone has skin in the game, there will be no bad loans originated, or whatever the thinking is behind that. So again, it's important to understand there are a lot of business processes involved, and there are a lot of, and how the industry structure around those business processes will affect how they're done. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next time.